Sometimes it feels as if our political gridlock is so bad, all you can do is laugh. Well, there's a comedy that may help you laugh at politics here in Washington. It's NBC's 1600 Penn, and it's looking at a dysfunctional first family in the White House. WTOP's Darcy Marchese talked to the show's co-creator and executive producer, John Lovett, who has been behind the scenes of politics here in D.C.
Well, I started out as a speechwriter for then-Senator Hillary Clinton for 3 years, and then I was a speechwriter for President Obama for 3 years after that. And I left about a year ago to create this show.
So your two worlds are certainly colliding. Tell us a little bit about how you're mixing your work and the humor and the show you're doing now.
Well, you know, I got my start, obviously, as a speechwriter and in D.C., and then, you know, one thing led to another. We're making this show about the White House. The thing about 1600 Penn is it's not a political show. You know, it's not about the sequester and grand bargains. It's much more about the family, what it would be like to be an ordinary family in this extraordinary setting of the White House. Most of the stories we tell on this show are really about a couple that's tired from a day of work trying to find time for date night, or a father who doesn't get along with his son, or a stepdaughter who doesn't trust her stepmom, or, you know, the kind of problems that ordinary families have all the time. What the show asks is sort of what would it be like if those kinds of things just happened to happen at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. And so that was the idea of the show. And, you know, I get to have some fun in that, you know, I had a lot of, you know, the show sort of spends half its time in the West Wing and half its time in the East Wing. You know, we kind of are in both places, the day-to-day work that kind of goes on in the West Wing. And so, you know, we get to have some fun. You know, there's a briefing room on the show. You know, we have reporters in there kind of peppering the press secretary with questions. And we get to do kind of a heightened comedic version of what we see on C-SPAN every day, or the five people who watch C-SPAN see every day.
How would you describe the Gilchrists? Would you say they're a dysfunctional family or a normal family?
I think there's every normal family is a dysfunctional family. They are a normal dysfunctional family. I mean, what's funny is, you know, when I started making the show, what we realized is that the current residents of the White House, the Obamas, they're actually a really weird family in that they're almost perfect. So we realized that for this show to work, the family has to have a lot more dysfunction and have a lot more tension and have a lot more problems. And so, you know, this is a family, you know, it's sort of the kind of family that I think everybody can relate to. There's a screw up son. There's a daughter who's kind of perfect. There's two younger kids who are very different. And, you know, one's kind of rebellious. The other's kind of a jock. There's a stepmom trying to win over her stepkids. There's a father who's trying to figure out how to relate to his son. So, you know, do they have their problems? Yes, but so does every family. And so what we wanted to do is say they are an ordinary, normal, dysfunctional American family that just happens to live in the White House.
John Lovett, the co-creator and executive producer of 1600 Penn. It airs tonight at 9:30 on NBC.